songs, good music, and I do this from the heart. People know it. I have live streaming shows that I talk only about love movies, romantic movies, and the quotes, the actors, the songs. And just search on my page on Podbean that you are already following. Thank you. And you'll see. I'll let you sleep. Maybe you want to sleep. But if you want to call before you go, you can call just to say hi. And but if you don't want to call, I understand. I love talking to you, Praline. You are very nice. And this, no one will see you, and it's like you talk to me like on the phone, right? And I had a lot of people were shy on the last one. It doesn't matter. Even my English is not that great. It was better, you know, in the school, like 10 years ago, 20. It's almost my birthday. My birthday is coming up. It's on the 19th of June. Yeah, it's like 10 days from now. And I'll be 40. I'll do my 40th birthday on June 19th. So maybe I'll do something cute. Yay, thank you. You're so nice, Praline. And I think you would love just to say hello, Sylvia, and bye. I'm going to sleep. If you say that, I love it. Let's try this. It's for free. And I think you just click on the call-in. Search there on your phone. There is a thingy. Oh, yeah. So I guess you receive... Oh, hello. Hello, Praline. Can you listen? I'm listening you like far away. I'll put the song really low just to listen to you. Let me see. Say hello.
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 So you are very nice.
Thank you.
And you have a sweet, sweet voice.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know how to say your age to me?
Your?
How old are you? Do you know how to say it?
My age. I'm 19.
Yes. Oh, you're so young. Yeah. You're very young. You're a sweet girl. I'm almost 40, so I could be I think your mom? Maybe. I'm old enough, right? Almost. So, thank you. I want to thank you, Praline, for keeping me company here on the chat. I hope you watch. You know, I watched those movies when I had your age. Most of those movies that I told you about, I had 19 years old also. So that's why I still love Tom Cruise today. Because he, you know, he's been part of my life with his movies. Since my teenage years, you know, since I was 16, 17. So I know you will love it, those movies. And you know what? That's how I learned my English. Did you know that? Watching movies. Yes?
I have taken my major as English only. I just want to improve my English.
I don't know if I understand what you said. You said something about your English.
Yeah. Actually, I'm doing my college in English only.
Oh, yes. Well done. If you try enough, you know, if you, let me tell you just a little bit of what I used to do when I was at school, at your age. I used to go a lot to the library, you know, to read with the dictionary. And I used to pick up the books. And till this day, I read books in English. Because it helps me a lot, and watch good TV shows with the proper English, with good English. There are TV shows with bad English. You should know that. Also, there are good TV shows and there are good movies, where you can learn English. And Tom Cruise movies, some of them are pretty good, and I think you will love them. And I'm so happy that I was able to, advise you with some good movies concerning Tom Cruise. And I hope you pay attention when I release the episode about him, and not just about him. It is about another person that I love and already died. It is a producer, a director called Tony Scott that participated in the Top Gun of Tom Cruise, you know, and Jerry Bruckheimer with a lot of TV shows, CSI, I don't know if you know that, the franchising TV show, CSI. And they have CSI Las Vegas, CSI Miami, you name it. I don't know if it is already if it is over that TV show, but I used to watch it a lot. And that's how I learned my English. So I think you will do fine. You will be fine. And eventually, if you want to call on other live chats, I'm here for you, and any doubt you have or something, you know, just call, that I will talk to you. And the other live chat was about another subject. I had a lot of calls, and I had to, go away. I had to hang up the calls because I had my life, you know, and I had to drop the calls. But I talked to a lot of people in India, Bangladesh, UK, America, and etc., Canada, etc. And the subject, you know what it was? It was about learning to be on your own and happy, you know? Learning to be happy alone. And also, I introduced another subject that was, you know, those things we buy online that sometimes we never get to receive them on our mail?
Yeah.
That you buy some things online and they don't arrive your address. So some people were talking to me about that, their experience with these online shops, and because of the COVID situation, I don't know what it's happening on in India. What is the situation about COVID-19, the pandemic, the coronavirus there in India? Can you tell me something about that?
It's increasing in India. everyone is getting reaction and all. Like in my place, lots of death and all. We have to be safe here.
Yes, with mask and, you know.
But most of the people here don't wear mask and all.
That's bad, right? That's bad. But you use it, right? You are safe, right, Praline? Yes.
But
thank God. It is a tough. Many people lost their jobs, you know, and it's sad. It's really sad.
What about the situation in your place?
What?
What is the situation in your place?
You want to know if it is here on let me just say hi to Popsky. Hello. I'm talking to Praline, but you can call also if you want to. Hello, my love. So we are talking about many things, including Tom Cruise, mainly Tom Cruise movies, what was the worst and the best. So Praline, as I was you can call Popsky if you want to. I will pick up your call. So, you can call and talk about that. You are taller than Tom Cruise, okay? So, Praline, before you go, you were asking me something about if it is increasing in Portugal, COVID, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Is because sometimes I can't listen to you. I don't know where. Sometimes the call is a bit rusty. But, okay, here it's a bit weird because, you know, we had two situations in the last few months. Things were great, and eventually that was the championship here in Portugal, the soccer football, you know, and a lot of people in the area of Lisbon is increasingly the COVID and the coronavirus is growing there because of a party they did with hundreds and thousands of people partying and celebrating the championship and without masks. So, you know, what happened. So here in Porto, where I live, things are cool. I go out with my mask and I use it in some places where people join together in, you know, in a place. And normally I'll go to do my workout on those type of parks, and I try to stay away from people as much as I can. And if I can't stay away from them, I'll put the mask and I put the gel, you know, in my hands. I use a lot of alcohol, you know, that type of alcohol to clean the germs and, you know. And, we do what we can with what we know about this virus. We don't know a lot of information. I don't think we know a lot of that. There are a lot of theories about coronavirus, I guess, but we have to take care of ourselves for ourselves, right? So I hope your situation here, there in India, turns out to be okay eventually, and everyone is secure and safe. And let's hope that a reality for Portugal also, right? So I'm going to answer Popsky. Hello, Popsky.
Hello, my dear. Hello, my darling. How are you?
Hello, my dear. So where are you from, Popsky?
I'm British. I'm from the United Kingdom.
So we were talking about two situations we had here, and one of them is concerning, Praline, bye. I'm just saying good night.
Thank you very much. That's cool, man.
Praline, see you soon. Yeah, you are subscribing to the channel, so you will know, you will get notified when I get online again. Listen to the other episodes and you will be really great in English soon. Yeah, I love talking to you, Praline.
Oh,
bye.
That's nice.
Kisses.
That's
nice. She's 19 years old and I'm almost 40, so I could be her
okay.
mom.
That's good. I'm almost 40.
How old
well.
Are you, Popsky?
I can be a dad because I'm nearly 40.
Oh my god, me too. Not a dad, of course. Not a dad, but a mom, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's a good
last
idea.
Last time I checked, I was a woman, so last time.
You've got to check at least once every day.
Okay, let's not go there because Praline is 19. So, where the area of UK are you from?
Do you know it very well? Like somewhere in the middle, somewhere really.
London? No.
No, somewhere in the middle, in the countryside. It's, you know, a little bit near Yorkshire. You know, everyone knows Yorkshire.
Yorkshire. All right.
I can hear the birds singing in the background.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
I'm closing my
eyes.
I can imagine in the sunshine in a beautiful place. You live in a pet shop.
No, it isn't. You know, I'm going to tell you a secret. I didn't want to say to anyone the secret, but I'm going to tell you.
I'll be very quiet.
It is like this. Podbean, I noticed that there are apps that close the sound. The background sound, but Podbean doesn't mute the background sound, unfortunately. And I noticed that. So what did I do? It is, I have sometimes the planes, you know, I live near the beach, but I live near the airport also. You know, it is a passing through.
In Lisboa, in Oporto,
Porto. And you know, the planes, they do a lot of noise when they go through my window. They pass my window, my apartment, and I live in the top floor, you know, and the last one, you know. The sound of a plane, and I live also really near the metropolitan, you know.
Yep. Right near the middle.
And what happens is I'm trying to do my show, and the sounds come rushing in, and that's when I had the idea: if I can't mute the sound, I'll put the birds on the YouTube playing, and I love these sounds.
So they're not real birds, they're just fake birds.
They are birds, but they were recorded somewhere, not here. But we have a lot of trees surrounding the house, and I hear real birds every day. So, and my mom has a bird. She's an oldie already. She's really old, but she's so funny. She learns new whistles that I teach her, and she's a cockatoo, I think.
Yeah.
So she's called Mila. But eventually, on the other day, someone told me he's not a Mila. He's a guy. He's a bird.